Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for April 24th to the 30th, 2010. Attacks by the Israeli military in Egypt leave 8 Palestinians dead this week as Washington considers convening an international conference if Palestinian-Israeli peace talks fail to start in few months. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank and Gaza. IMEMC's George Hanson has the story.
On Wednesday, 19-year-old Ahmed Deep was killed by Israeli soldiers when they opened fire at a non-violent protest near Gaza City. Palestinians, together with international supporters, had gathered near the border east of the city to call for a halt to the construction of the buffer zone in the area. On Thursday, troops injured a man during a similar protest near the southern Gaza border with Israel. Friday saw anti-wall protests in a number of villages across the West Bank. International and Israeli supporters joined villages in Bilin and Nilin in the central West Bank and in Al-Waladja and Al-Masara in the south. In both Al-Waladja and Al-Masara, the protests ended peacefully. The Israeli army resumed work at a section of the apartheid wall in Al-Waladja last Thursday. Villagers say army bulldozers have already uprooted 100 olive trees belonging to local farmers. In Bilin, troops injured 4 local youths when they attacked the non-violent action with tear gas. Soldiers also arrested 2 journalists. In Nilin, the anti-wall protests ended with clashes between local youths and soldiers. A number of youths were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Earlier in the week, on Tuesday, a number of civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation at Al-Waladja, and one child was detained when the Israeli army attacked an anti-wall protest. On Sunday, troops used tear gas to disperse a similar protest in the village. For IMEMC.org, this is George Hanson.
Washington considers convening an international conference if Palestinian-Israeli peace talks fail in few months. Meanwhile, Palestinian sources denied reports of a U.S. proposal to allow U.N. Security Council condemnation of Israeli settlement building on Palestinian land. IMEMC's George Shmawi with the details.
As peace efforts go unabated in the region, with the U.S. Peace Envoy Deputy David Hale holding talks with the concerned parties, President Barack Obama was reported as suggesting that he would call for an international peace conference in few months. According to a report by the British daily The Guardian, Washington will call for an international peace conference headed by the Quartet Committee for Peace in the Middle East if the current peace efforts fail to achieve an agreement by October. The Quartet Committee comprises of the United States, the European Union, the United Nations, and Russia. Obama was reported as saying that he wants to see a Palestinian independent state established after all outstanding issues are resolved, including the status of Jerusalem, the borders, and the refugees problem. The Guardian's exclusive report also says the U.S. would consider a U.N. Security Council condemnation of Israeli settlements construction. According to The Guardian, Washington is watching what it calls, quote, provocative, end quote, settlement building to a significant level. The report did not provide a definition of the term significant. However, the U.S. may consider abstention on a resolution to condemn Israeli settlement construction in the West Bank instead of using the veto as done in the past, the report added. On the other hand, top Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat denied the report, saying the Palestinian Authority is still discussing the issue with Washington. In Gaza, Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh of Hamas expressed his party's willingness to engage in more talks with the rival Fatah party in order to reach a unity agreement. Haniyeh presented 3 points that would pave the road for a national conciliation to succeed. He suggested operating the Rafah border crossing with Egypt in a way that ensures full coordination between the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, and stopping trade of accusation on the media in addition to a mutual release of political prisoners by both parties. No comments from the rival Fatah party have been released yet. In the meantime, Hamas spokesperson in Gaza, Sami Abu Zuhri, said Egypt is responsible for the death of 4 Palestinian workers in a tunnel on Thursday. Abu Zuhri demanded Egypt to run a probe into the incident, saying that Egyptian police gassed the tunnel, killing the 4 workers and seriously wounding 2 others. At least 145 Palestinians died in tunnel incidents, including 45 died when Egyptian police gassed the tunnels in the past few years. For IMEMC.org, this is George Rishmawi.
Eight Palestinians, among them two children, were killed this week in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Israeli troops detained 22 Palestinian civilians during 15 military invasions, which targeted West Bank communities. IMEMC's Ramil Mghari reports.
Four Palestinians were killed and nine others were wounded on Wednesday at night after the Egyptian security forces sprayed a border tunnel with gas. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza confirmed that the four were killed after the Egyptian border police sprayed a tunnel with toxic and denied reports that the tunnel was detonated, leading to the death and injury of the residents. Also on Wednesday, a 19-year-old Palestinian youth was killed by Israeli soldiers as they opened fire at a nonviolent protest east of Gaza City. Palestinians, along with international supporters, gathered near the borders east of Gaza, demanding the halt of the buffer zone construction in the area. On Thursday, troops injured a man during a similar protest near the southern Gaza borders with Israel. In the West Bank, two sisters, aged 8 and 10, were killed while the father and brother were wounded after Israeli soldiers rammed their jeep into them in the Jordan Valley on Wednesday night. Local sources reported that the family was on its way back home after farming their land. The father was driving a tractor when a speeding Israeli military jeep rammed into it, flipping it over. Earlier in the week, Ali Swati, 40-year-old, was killed by Israeli troops on Monday morning at the town of Beit Awa near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Israeli forces invaded Beit Awa on Monday at dawn and surrounded the house Swati was hiding in. Swati, a leader in Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the Hamas movement, was killed after a gunfight with Israeli troops that lasted for 4 hours, local sources reported. During the house siege, clashes between stone throwers and Israeli troops erupted, causing the injury of around 10 Palestinian teenagers, one critically. Over the weekend, 30 Palestinians were injured when they tried to stop settlers' march near Old City Jerusalem. In other news, a group of Israeli settlers attacked the town of Hawara in northern West Bank and destroyed all of the trees and the property on Thursday. The settlers started their attack by setting fire to all of the trees owned by Hawara residents. Later, settlers attacked the town public park and caused a serious damage before residents managed to force them to leave. The settlers also damaged one home in the town. Villagers told media that the armed settlers came from the nearby settlement of Yitzhak, located near Hawara. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For regular updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Mikibai Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.